So, rejection is a heavy thing, people. I got to tell you, it is not an easy aspect of rejection because it feels like every day somebody gets rejected, whether it's them family member, whether it's them friend, them woman, partner. So it is like it has a social impact on you. It has a social impact on you, and it has an impact on you individually, emotionally, and physically. So, welcome to another Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boswarorific. And today's topic is we're going to talk about rejection and how it impacts you individually. Oh, your relationship, your friend, your family, your friendship relationship. So rejection can be defined as the act of pushing somebody or something away. It may can experience rejection from your own family member, which is you originated from, your friends, your romantic partner, and the result of emotional can be painful. Rejection can be expressed on a larger scale, in small ways by everyday life, and its very aspect of these very same rejection has a toll on you and reflect on your behavior. So we're going to look at the 10 factors, the 10 shocking factors of rejection. And on the first, number one. So the first aspect of it, trust me, this is a hard one. Rejection peaked back to physical pain and through on your brain, in your brain. So study have shown that the same area of your brain becomes active when experience rejection as when we experience physical pain. Why we rejected, why it is, this is why rejection hurts so bad, because it have that physical pain, that trauma to you. And in fact, our brain responds so similarly to rejection and physical pain. That is, it's not a good look, and sometimes you feel depressed. So it has that very emotional aspect of you, very emotional pain that dragging you into sadness. You're sucked into sadness. So the other aspect of it is number two. So it reduced the emotional pain, rejection, neglect. So study have been shown that and tested the hypothesis that rejection mimic the pain, physical pain, and a researcher giving some participants amen before asking them to recall the pain of rejection experience. Painful rejection experience that nobody wants to feel. So that person who received it said that less physical pain than the subject who took a sugar pill. So psychologists assume that the reason for the strong link between rejection and physical pain is that it has that emotional pain that nobody can explain. It's a feel that you don't feel belong, and those aspects of you wondering why. And evil person, like the story I can tell you that I have been rejected like countless amount of times. I flirt with person, my flirt sometimes be very raw, sometimes very come off too strong, and my personality like, yeah, too strong. And yeah, somebody say, you know, you can't turn on your personality, but you don't necessarily have to change the way you are to pierce it to like you. So I've been rejected by that. So a person on WhatsApp, right? I'm having a conversation with a person on WhatsApp, and you can know I my instinct always come in, and they always say follow your instinct. So you can know when person reject you countless of times. So me and the person have a good conversation, and then the person's like, oh, my time, I'm going to sleep. And I'm like, so I'm like, so oh, you don't want to have all, or you just want to end the conversation, or you just, me and you just few minutes, say, I just start the conversation, you just want, or you for come off of the phone. So the person's like, oh, give me them excuse. And rejection has not only have to do with your family relationship, your personal life, your friendship, but also people who in the workplace also reject you because they don't like you, what your attitude, your persona bring to the table, and they reject you. Or even jobs, they reject you because they feel that you're not qualified. Instead of giving an opportunity, make you try to learn and make you prove yourself, but instead of, they want to reject you anyway. So serving that rejection serve as a viral function in our evaluation path. So yeah, people, as I was saying, that in our hunter and gathering path, it has austerated, and that our tribes were assumed to be death sentences, whereas that strong physical pain, and we unlikely to serve long alone, evaluatory and physiological, assume that the brain develop an early warming system to alternative. We also, when we were at risk for osteoarthritis, because it was so important to get our attention. For those who experience rejection, is much more painful, and it's become rejected because of this rejecting. It's mimical, like physical pain. It in the brain, it gain an evaluatory advantage. They were more likely to correct their behavior, and subsequently more likely to retain in the child group, and which probably explain why. So yes, yeah, so some persons like they correct their behavior in order to don't feel rejected again. And let me meet that one person. So you know, we can also re-experience social pain more violently, because we can physical pain. So recall an experience in which you felt significant physical pain, and your brain part will respond me. In other words, in your memories all along with the electrophysical pain, but by travel and painful rejection. Actually, don't just take my word for it, but you will be flooded with many of the same feeling that you had at the same time, and your brain responds much as it's different at the different time too. So our brain prioritize rejection experience because we are social animals, and we live in a tribal, so which lead to aspect about rejection often overlooked. Like sometimes we don't face our rejection, and try to work the process to it and try to correct our behavior, and we just overlook it and say, we brush it off and say, sure, it is not needed, it's not necessary, but it is. So rejection is a destabilizer, or the need to belong. So you feel wanted in your relationship, which is the need to belong. You want to feel special, which is the need to belong. You wanted to be loved, which is the need to belong. You wanted to feel that you are the most important person in the world, which is the need to belong. You want to feel that fundamental need to belong to a group. And when we get rejected, this needs belong destabilized, and you feel disconnected, as it bring emotional pain to you, and also to reconnect with those who love us. Yes, and also reach out to members of the group to which we feel strongly affiliated or cling to, or have a special bond with, our who value and accept us, and being found smoothly emotional pain after rejection. Then you feel alone, you feel disconnected after rejection, but however, it's often overlooked the impact of our behavior. So some people reject people because of their behavior. Some people reject people because of how they treat people. Some people reject people because they just don't feel that it's the right person for them. So on Love Island, I'm watching the episode Love Island, and the woman walked in, like in the first episode, the woman walked in and none of the guys want her, and she feel rejected by that, and she feels some type of way, and she say, might as well I choose you. And because she'd have no choice, because she'd have to choose somebody. But if I was in her position, trust me, I would say I would want to go home. In a day, you want to find love, but person don't want to make you feel belong, make you feel that you're welcome, make you feel that they appreciate you, they respect your presence, your knowledge, your dynamic, your attitude towards work, your whole personality. Whether they like you or dislike you, disconnected with you, it have that, and so it has a series of, some people when they feel rejected, they have a series of anger, aggression in them, and men are like that too. They countless of time they feel that. So generally in the US, issue a report stating that rejection was a great risk for adolescent violence, drug poverty, gang membership. Countless study has been demonstrated that mild rejection led to person to take out their aggression on innocent bystanders. So innocent people, you feel rejected, so you gotta take out you're frustrated and anger on people because you feel that you're not belonging, you don't feel that you're in a safe space that you can discuss anything. You're traumatized by school shot, violence against women, violence against men also, not just women, fire worker, going postal, just a few of these are examples that link between rejection and aggression, and how much of that aggression escalated by rejection is also turned inward. So yes, so rejection and aggression is just interconnected, because you feel rejected, you're going to feel angry and say, I was wrong with me. So yeah, you feel like you don't have a purpose in this life, you feel like your whole self-esteem just dropped poof down. So which lead into our next top 10 list, number 7. So rejection sends us on a mission to seek and destroy our self-esteem. Yeah. Destroy self-esteem because nobody no want love we. Nobody no want appreciate we. Nobody no want give we the ultimatum. Nobody no want. Yeah. Nobody no want. You know, you're coming like, you know, sorry, like a motherfucker, sorry. So, we often respond to romantic rejection by finding out fault with ourselves. Like, you wonder if I fear fault, him leave you. You wonder if I fear fault, she leave you. You wonder if I fear fault, the relationship never work. You wonder if the, you know, if you rejected because she tell you say the sex good, but she go behind your back and tell other friend that the sex was bad, and you feel some type of way. So there's a little trust issue right there, and you feel that you can't trust her, but it also cooperates in rejection. She reject you. Although she did it to please you, but she was feeling very uncomfortable because she don't want to hurt your feelings and don't want to make you rejected. So being mourning all our inadequacy, ticking ourselves, then we are already down and snap our self-esteem into a bulk. Most romantic rejection are a matter of poor fit and a lack of chemistry. That is true. Lack of chemistry, incompatible lifestyle. Like when you want to live, like most girl want to live a lifestyle. They want to eat burger and you want to eat patty, chicken bark and all of them something dear. Some lifestyle on a while. The luxurious lifestyle. As I tell a person, you need to come out of this first tier lifestyle, that you need to live this luxurious lifestyle, but in a day you know that you come from a poor background. Stop fooling yourself. So are a matter of fact that these rejection has the way you want to live a different, you want to do a different thing, she want to do a different thing at the same time, then the mutual dynamic just all come tumbling down. So blaming yourself and attacking your self-worth only depends on the emotional pain we feel and make it harder for us to recover emotionally, but we push to blame ourselves and keeping fact that this has very impact on us. I can share that I have been rejected constantly, whether it's job, whether it is friendship, because I don't keep friend. I keep to isolate myself from people, which is not good. You know, and I'm very frank with what I said, and you feel rejected, like this place that I work, and I feel rejected because they choose that feeling, laughing at you, feel like you feel rejected, you're not belong into this environment. You don't feel belong, and that is the biggest problem. If you don't feel belong in a relationship, you're going to have some form of problem. And rejection temporarily lowers your IQ. So being asked to recall a recent rejection or relive the experience was enough to cause people a score significantly low on subsequent IQ tests, and tests for short-term memory, tests for of decision making, and instant when you refill for the pain, rejection, thinking clearly that it is not easy. This is why it explained. Rejection does not respond to reason. Like, you're wondering why this person There's no reason. You can't explain to the person. Like, person explaining why they reject me. I'm like, there's no logical reason or solid reason why you reject me. I cannot fathom that. So, I cannot understand it. So, rejection, participants were put through. So, this is like an experience where participants was put to the task and they were rejected by a stranger. So they did an experience by a stranger. They like walk up to stranger and see how, like, try to build a conversation, and the stranger reject them and they reject them, but you don't feel that it is rejected. You don't feel like you're rejected. There's the little pain at ease because you're not emotionally connected with that person, but although you feel some type of way that you are being rejected. So rejected by me, you're going to feel some type of way at first, but another day you don't feel it because you're not connected, that build a bond with that person. So how person treat you says a lot about themselves, and how you treat person says a lot about you as an individual too. And it may feel a little hurt, and still it is not that all bad, because you did not know this person intimately and forming a bond and a relationship with that person. But our last final tip, it say that there are ways to treat psychological wounds of rejection inflicted, and it is possible to treat your emotional pain, rejected and elite, by to prevent physical, emotional, cognitive and relationship fallouts that occur in its aftermath. To do so effective, we must address our psychological womb. So you have to address, you have to speak out, you have to speak so you can feel that you can feel that healingness. You can talk about it, can express it, so that charm, pain, that emotion, that reduce our anger and aggression, and protecting your self-esteem, stabilize our needs.
Yeah.